Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. It is the 17th of August, 2026. Let's talk today about you being perfect for your team. This was something which came up. I was having a conversation with an MSP a couple of weeks ago. I run a mastermind group here in the UK. We meet once a month. I think I've mentioned it on this podcast before. And we were talking about some mistakes that this MSP owner had made. It was just a sort of a private conversation. And it wasn't in the group. And we were talking about how they were kind of beating themselves up a little bit because they'd made some mistakes and they'd kind of let the team down just a little bit. And I said to them, you do realize, don't you, that your team doesn't neither want you nor need you to be perfect, right? I said, in fact, if anything, showing that you're human and that you're a normal person like them is a good thing, right? Because sometimes we forget that as the business owner, because we do so much, we've got so many hats and we do so many things, you know, it must be kind of tiring for our team sometimes looking at us and watching us do all of these things. And actually, the goal is not to be perfect all of the time, but we do need to be consistent. And what I mean by consistent is we've got to be the same kind of person all of the time. We've got to behave in the same way. We've got to act in the same way, give the same advice. Consistency is the biggest thing that we can do to our team. So we can make mistakes as long as we deal with those mistakes in a mature way. I think I've spoken on this podcast before, and I certainly have on our Tactical Tuesdays calls, which happen every Tuesday, about the fact that being a boss is a bit like being a parent, right? And I don't know if you have kids yourself. I have a 16-year-old Sam, who's my only child. And, you know, I've been a sole parent for 7 years. And that's had its challenges. That's been tough, if I'm honest. But one of the things about being a parent is you don't have to be perfect, but you do have to be consistent. Because the kids, our literal kids, are watching us. And as any parent knows, kids learn from what you do, not what you say. And I think that your work children, as in your staff, are exactly the same, right? They learn more from what you do than what you say. So as I said right at the beginning, they don't need you to be perfect, but being consistent is a really important thing. What's some examples of consistency? You know, for example, if you say you're going to do something, you do that. Even if it means that you've got to work extra hours. That's the first thing. So I try very, very hard never to let down my team. If I make a promise on something, then I'm going to do it. In fact, I do that to give myself accountability. So if I take a task in a project and I say it's going to be done by Friday, then I will go out of my way to make sure it's done because I don't want to let my team down, even though there's no consequences if I don't, because it's my business. So that's the first one. I think the second one is leading by example. It's that whole thing, isn't it? If you want everyone on the team to wash their mug in the kitchen, guess what you've got to do? You've got to wash your mug in the kitchen. I think that's the second thing. And then I think the third thing is not trying to be perfect. It's just being yourself. And that might sound like a strange thing to say, but I do sometimes feel when I'm talking to some MSPs that they're trying to be a version of themselves for their team. And actually being yourself and being authentic and just being you is. I mean, that's more relaxing. It's like trying to be someone else in a partnership, as in, you know, like a life partnership with a boyfriend or a girlfriend or whatever. You can't be another person forever. Eventually, the real you comes through. And so surely it's better that you're the real you right from the start, right? Because then you're very consistent with who you are and being the real you. So I think basically just being consistent and being authentic are huge, huge things with your team. And your team won't be able to say this out loud. They won't know what it is that makes you enjoyable to work with. But trust me, if you're consistent and authentic, they will feel very comfortable with you. And as we know, comfortable staff stay longer. It's hard enough to retain staff, so we want them to stay as long as we can. So if you've got any thoughts on this, drop me an email, hello@mspmarketingedge.com. Or of course, you can chat about it in the members only Facebook group. And a reminder that tomorrow we have another Tactical Tuesday. The details are in the portal. Just click on Tactical Tuesdays in the navigation. Tomorrow, it's about webinars. There are some specific webinars which attract hot prospects right now. And tomorrow, we are going to go through exactly what those are. Look forward to seeing you on that call. But for this podcast, I'll see you next Monday. Have a very profitable week in your MSP.